KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have dense fog, 61 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. today for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Carroll and Greene counties. Visibilities of less than one quarter of a mile and near zero at times can be expected. So again, keep your headlights on low beam, slow down, and give yourself plenty of distance from the vehicle in front of you. In the news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening discussed at length but took no action on changing the way by which park and rec board members are chosen from elected to appointed. City Administrator John Lund apologized for not having discussed the matter with Interim Parks Director Bryant Rasmussen. First,
this was just an idea we were seeing. It was more of a suggestion, not a recommendation, to explore the idea. Barb and I talked about it. I thought it wasn't a bad idea, to be honest, and discussed with the mayor and thought that we could just put the discussion on the agenda, but it would have probably been less dramatic if I had just talked to the board and Bryant on Monday.
When the Parks Board found out about the proposal, they were upset Monday that no one had spoken with them first. The board had decided earlier this year to move from six-year terms to a four-year elected term, and the Personnel and Finance Committee endorsed that in February. City Clerk Barb Barrick.
When David and I discussed it, I think the Park Board's original hope was that they could change the two terms that were elected 2 years ago to four-year terms. But David said that you couldn't do that once you were elected for six-year term. You filled the six-year term.
Right.
So if the two positions that are up now, if we change that to a four-year term, then in 4 years we would have four of the five positions up for election.
Right. So you can't stagger that per se. One be a three-year term?
Well, I think that what we had discussed was the position that comes open in 2021. There's only one position. And to change it at that time to a four-year position, and then we would have a three and two split.
The consensus of the council was to leave the positions as they are now, that being elected, and then put the matter up for continued discussion and possible action prior to the 2021 elections. If the council decides at that time to fill the seat by appointment, it will be up for the mayor to find persons interested and to gender balance the positions. The council will then have any final say over the proposed appointments. The council Wednesday also approved a resolution for the adoption of an updated three-year 28E fire protection agreement with the Grove, Washington, and Pimosa townships, with respective annual contributions of $7,468, $5,338, and $10,074. And that's based on an Iowa formula that factors in the assessed value of property being protected under the agreement, the total calls from the receiving party, and the population of the receiving party. Those payments will be used to cover the operating costs of a new rural pumper truck the trustees will purchase and the city will use. Well, due to the rain Tuesday and Tuesday night and the expected rain from today through this weekend, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department has postponed their playground build at the Schulberg Recreation Area. That community event was set to take place Friday and Saturday. The Parks Department is working with Miracle Playground to find another date to schedule their expert builder to come back and guide construction of that playground. Members of the governor's flood recovery task force say there are confusing and in some cases unknown details about what federal help may be available for Iowa flood victims. Governor Kim Reynolds convened a task force on Wednesday morning.
I know a lot of this is fluid and I know a lot of times it's frustrating. I don't think we're unique. I think that tends to be part of the process, but we are determined to just plow through that and start knocking down barriers as much as we can and doing everything we can to simplify the process.
It's not known yet how much of the $3 billion disaster aid package that cleared Congress earlier this month will be sent to Iowa flood victims. FEMA administrators notified state officials Wednesday that flood-related damage that's occurred through June 15th will be included in the federal disaster declaration the president issued in late March.
Which is really good news, so we're not starting over and going through all the paperwork and just delaying getting counties hopefully on the public assistance, possibly the individual assistance.
FEMA public assistance helps cities, counties, and the state rebuild taxpayer-owned property like streets and buildings that was damaged by the flooding. Individual assistance is made available when FEMA determines private property losses reach a certain threshold. A meeting has been scheduled for July 2nd in Glenwood to help homeowners navigate FEMA's judgment on whether a flooded home may be renovated or must be destroyed. Farmers say there's still confusion about what federal payments will make up for flood-related losses. In the funeral announcements, Mavis Dannenberg, age 98, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Mavis Dannenberg will be today at 10 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Linda Jacobson, age 67, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Linda Carol Jacobson will be today at 6 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Willa Dean Duff, age 91, of Denison and formerly of Anita, died Monday. Funeral services for Willa Dean Duff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Wayne Tye, age 72, of Griswold, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Wayne Tye will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Barbara Slepsky, age 54, of Mentor, Ohio, died June the 2nd. Memorial services for Barbara Slepsky will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Ladine Casey, age 92, of Scottsdale, Arizona, a native of Griswold, died December 1st. A memorial service for Ladine Osler Casey will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Brecon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Rosemary Boots, age 79, of Menlo, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rosemary Boots will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Betty Ingerslev, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Betty Ingerslev will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Bethany Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbolton has arrangements. Thomas Ludwig, age 72, of Harlan, died June the 12th at CCMH. A mass of Christian burial for Thomas Ludwig will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ellen Nordby, age 70, of Erling, died Tuesday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. Funeral services for Mary Ellen Nordby will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Sue Stifler, age 74, of Exira, died June 2nd. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Sue Stifler will be Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Nancy Dreher, age 70, of Harlan, died June the 5th. Cremation has taken place and memorial services for Nancy Dreher will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Lorraine Simpson, age 100, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Exira, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lorraine Simpson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Christopher Tucker, age 47, of Rural Bridgewater, died Sunday. Funeral services for Christopher Tucker will be 7 p.m. Monday at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. And Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died Monday in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Randy Allen will be held Saturday, June 29th at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.